This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is something that I have used for the past 5 years. I will use it for a long time because it does just work. It's both a cleanser, it's a lubricant, and it protects your weapon. Check them out, froglube.com. Now, when Feinstein was trying to grill Gorsuch, there's a thought that she may have quoted the Heller decision out of context. She would have done that to plant the seed of doubt about the Second Amendment and a landmark Supreme Court ruling to mislead the public about what the amendment protects. That's why she would have done that. During the questioning Tuesday, Feinstein posed the following question. In D.C. versus Heller, the majority opinion written by Scalia recognized that, and I'm quoting, "Of course the Second Amendment was not unlimited," end quote. Justice Scalia wrote, for example, "Laws restricting access to guns by the mentally ill or laws forbidding gun possession in schools were consistent with the limited nature of the Second Amendment." He also wrote that weapons that are more useful in military service, M16 rifles and the like, may be banned without infringing on the Second Amendment. Do you agree with that statement that under the Second Amendment, weapons that are most useful in military service may be banned? But that's not exactly what the 2008 ruling stated. Now, her quote does not appear to be entirely accurate, but instead may reflect her predisposition towards banning so-called assault weapons that are merely look-alikes but are semi-automatic, modern sport, utility, personal defense weapons. But the full text, the full text of it, written by Scalia, it may be objected that if weapons that are most useful in the military service, M16 weapons and the like, may be banned, then the Second Amendment right is completely detached from the prefatory clause. But as we have said, the conception of the militia at the time of the Second Amendment's ratification was the body of all citizens capable of military service who would bring the sorts of lawful weapons that they possessed at home to militia duty. It may well be true today that a militia, to be as effective as the militias in the 18th century, would require sophisticated arms that are highly unusual in society at large. Indeed, it may be true that no amount of small arms could be useful against modern-day bombers and tanks, but the fact that modern developments have limited the degree of fit between the prefatory clause and the protected right cannot change our interpretation of the right. So, was she playing gotcha with Gorsuch while at the same time misleading the working press, which wouldn't take, it wouldn't take much because they're not going to take the time to read it. Whatever the case, if you were to read his actual language, it does not appear to endorse banning such firearms at all. But in the end, it is the reader who must decide what he was saying and whether Feinstein said he was saying an accurate analysis or anything like that. I tend to believe that it was never about banning anything. Scalia's decision, his majority opinion, left a lot of doors open. But it also reaffirmed it as an individual right. And they did get out there and talk about weapons in common use, which AR-15s and AK-47s and the like are in common use all over the place. So, sorry, Feinstein. You, like Obama, will never get to see your thing. It happened once for you. It must have been great when it did, but it's not going to happen again. In a March 21st Vanity Fair column, MSNBC's Chris Hayes suggested the Second Amendment defenders have contributed to an arms race because of citizens and law enforcement. He suggests this has happened as a result of the contention that private gun ownership is the ultimate check against tyranny. And I'm going to give you this in verbatim, okay, because I want you to pay key attention to one part that he says. The Second Amendment, its most strenuous defenders like to tell us, is the ultimate check against tyranny. The argument is that an armed populace keeps oppression at bay, but its practical effect has been the opposite. If people are always armed enough to threaten the state's control, then the state's monopoly on violence is forever in question. The state's monopoly on violence. And the state therefore acts more often than not as if it were putting down an insurrection as opposed to enforcing the law. This assertion that an armed populace threatens the state's monopoly on violence, he misses the fact that this is exactly what the Founding Fathers wanted. The Founding Fathers did not want the state to have a monopoly on violence. They wanted to ensure that the central government could not overreach and run roughshod over the citizenry. In James Madison's Federalist 46, where it is evident that the advantage of being armed is one which Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, and the purpose of being armed, described by Madison, is to enable the people to band together and repel a tyranny. He wrote, extravagant as the supposition is, let it however be made. Let a regular army, fully equal to the resources of the country, be formed, and let it be entirely at the devotion of the federal government. Still, it would not be going too far to say that the state governments and with people on their side would be able to repel the danger. And he makes the same point in other ways in Federalist 46, but what is applicable here is that Hayes and others who criticize strenuous defenders who say the Second Amendment is the ultimate check against tyranny miss the fact that this contention was nurtured by Madison. And for those who disagree, whether they are disagreeing in 1788 or now in 2017, Madison invites them to look at the lessons that the British regular army learned when it tried to expand the crown's power over armed colonists formed into militias. Hayes, rather than deal with the realities of American history and the documents that state the founders' intentions, tries to undercut the benefit of an armed populace by suggesting that Saddam Hussein was able to hold power through Iraq, had one of the highest rates of gun ownership in the world. He does not mention that Iraq was also a dictatorship, which only allowed the best guns to get to those loyal to the dictator. Slate reported this by summarizing the Washington Post's Anthony Shadid regarding Iraq's gun policy prior to the U.S. invasion of the country in 2006. Iraqi gun stores can sell only hunting rifles and pistols, but AK-47s, the weapon of choice, are provided to millions of members of the ruling Ba'ath Party and allied militias such as the one known as Saddam's Fadayeen. The Chicago Tribune made the same point. Under his policies, most Iraqis did not have access to guns. His military had a hodgepodge of weapons brought from Russia and the Eastern Bloc nations and taken into wars with Iran and Kuwait. They were very old, and a lot of them were in miserable shape, but the Republican Guard received modern equipment. When we took control of Baghdad, looters and thieves grabbed tens of thousands of weapons from government arsenals. Remnants of Hussein's forces apparently collected the best guns and artillery hidden before the war. Madison's point still stands. A well-armed populace at the outset is a hindrance to the formation of a dictatorship and a check on tyranny from within. Interesting that Hayes gets out there and says that this threatens the government's monopoly on violence. I think that is a Freudian slip where he got out there and basically, he was telling you, I want the government to have the monopoly on violence. Which we've heard this before from the Violence Policy Center and the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and some of these other guys that are a little honest.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment, it is a solvent, it is a lubricant, and it will make your weapon better. Check them out at froglube.com. When I saw this, I began to think to myself, after many, many moons of trying to subdue certain primal urges when I see these leftists with some of the stuff they'll say, I found myself beginning to falter in light of some of this. You see, this brutal rape that happened in Rockville High School in Maryland by the two illegal aliens last week. Montgomery County Superintendent Dr. Jack Smith is accusing parents of racism and xenophobia. And he also claims threats are being made against students and schools. I don't know exactly in what context. He says, well, he said, sent out an email today. While I know this tragic incident has become part of a national political debate, I want to remind community members that the lives of real students have been forever affected. While many have chosen to engage civilly in the conversation, far too many have crossed the line with racist, xenophobic calls and emails. MCPS is working with law enforcement to identify those who are making threats toward our students and schools. This behavior will not be tolerated in our community. The superintendent of schools thinks he's in charge of the entire community, which is very telling. Nowhere in the email was it mentioned that the suspects are in the country illegally, with at least one facing deportation. Parents have been protesting outside of Smith's office in recent days and did not mince words about the situation during a public meeting Tuesday night. One parent said he took his daughter out of school last year because of an unsafe environment. Smith avoided questions about the alleged sexual assault for days and had to be confronted by a reporter in the parking lot outside of his office before finally answering questions. He is in charge of 204 schools in the district. Meanwhile, Republican Governor Larry Hogan is demanding answers, which, you know, these are pretty good questions he's asking. Pretty, you know, at first blush, I would say, that's a good question. He's asking, why is an 18-year-old man in class with 13 or 14-year-old girls? Why was his status not known to those folks? Why was he allowed to enter the country after he was picked up for illegally crossing the border? Both of them. My biggest concern is the Montgomery County school system and their lack of cooperation and the lack of information they've been providing. Not only have they refused to provide any information to us, but they've refused to provide information to the State Board of Education, which specifically requested more information. My first thoughts regarding Dr. Smith, is that who he is? Is he a doctor? Yeah, Dr. Jack Smith. Is punching him in the face until right up to my shoulder. Oh, look at that. That's my first thought. My first thought is that. So, to get out there and publicly say that is astounding. But this is the way they think. This is why I think that some of these cats should be enrolled in the Sidwell School. Let's see how they behave there. Let's see how they react to all the upper crust. That would be an interesting thing to see. I want to see it anyway. I'd like to see some of them be lodged with Dr. Smith. I wonder if Dr. Smith has any children at home. America, the left looks at you as a petri dish. There is no indignation or outrage that you can suffer that they will empathize with. And if you do, if you do raise indignation or something, then they call you names, which is a projection in order to camouflage the fact that they have failed, that their policies are failures, that they cannot control these voters. This is, they look at these guys as voters, a means to an end. This, and we'll get to this in just a minute, but I mean, this is a very bad indicator of their mindset. But make no mistake about this. They look at you. They look at you and say, so you want to be Christian and you don't want to have these guys here and you don't want to have these guys here. That makes you racist. That makes you xenophobic. You want to have guns. That makes you violent. While all the while, it's their policies that lead to all of these things they're charging you with. I would like to know if Dr. Jack Smith, who has been the superintendent of schools there since 2004, I would like to know if he has children in school. Probably not, because if he's, let's see, that's 13 years, so if he had somebody in school when he started, they would have graduated by now. But, you know, maybe he just got some new kids in there. Maybe he's got some grandchildren in there. I don't know. I'd like to see how he felt if that was his 13 or 14-year-old daughter that was, or granddaughter, raped by these guys, these Hispanics. So, we'll find out, I'm sure, as time goes on. I'm sure Dr. Smith's got other things he's going to say. And, I mean, he's defying the governor and the State Board of Education. Smith? Am I saying Smith? Yeah, I'm saying Smith. Jack Smith. That's his name. We'll be right back. Coming up, when we get back, we're going to talk about, the Democrats are now, we can just call them the war party. We don't have to call them Democrats anymore. That's too many syllables. Just the war party. Because we've got one now. We'll be right back.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a, well, it's definitely something that I use on every weapon I have. Every metal piece of my weapon gets rubbed with it judiciously. Check them out at froglube.com. Did we have a call coming in? Oh, well. Must not have been important. No way to order pizza here anyway. What's transpiring now in the House of Representatives and the setting of the House Intelligence Committee is astounding. The pontificatorium, if you want to call it that, that is now examining Russian active interference with the 2016 presidential election has raised irony to the power of 10. FBI Director James Comey cautioned the members of the committee that he would be unable to comment on the details of any ongoing investigations that may involve classified material. And yet he has no problem with overstepping his self-limited description as a law enforcement official by offering astute foreign policy opinions, such as Putin hated Hillary Clinton so much. The Intelligence Committee's proceedings have descended into political theater. Shamelessly top-billed by Democrat Adam Schiff in his opening remarks, replete with innuendo, unsubstantiated conspiracy theories and possibilities of coincidences, all designed to indict the Trump administration as a co-conspirator with Putin's Russia in defeating Hillary Clinton. Until 1991, the year the Soviet Union collapsed under its own weight of corruption, terror, and the dismal failure of socialist economics, the Kremlin was a promised land of proletarian revolution. Following that demise, the American left suffered the greatest crise de foi in its history. For decades, American progressives carried water for Soviet leaders from Lenin to Andropov, cynically decrying the witch hunts and the McCarthyism aimed at their ranks beginning in 1919. For the left, the Soviet Union was the standard bearer of the world's suffering proletariat, foreign and domestic. And for decades, the American left ignored Stalin's engineered famine, the Holodomor in the Ukraine, which murdered over 5 million men and women and children. For decades, the American left ignored the Stalinist purges and show trials of the 1930s. For decades, the American left defended Stalin and his autocratic successors both actively by invoking the right-wing fear-mongering virago and passively by utterly ignoring the manifold human rights abuses of the successive Soviet regimes. When the Soviet Union collapsed, the American left, in it, you know, its longtime ally and apologist, couldn't believe it. They were in crisis, like dinghies left alone in a rough and open sea, abandoned by the mothership that had slipped quietly beneath the waves. Then the Communist Party of the United States became very embittered, confused, and enraged. So, how astounding and ironic is it that the American progressives, so long the intersectionalists with anti-American groups like the War Resisters League, the American Friends Service Committee, countless Fair Play for Russia organizations, are now the saber rattlers and waving the bloody shirt faction? Listening to politicians of the left like Andre Carson level a charge of a new Iron Curtain falling over Eastern Europe and Jackie Speier calling alleged Russian election interference an act of war, it's standing in a class all by itself. Now, the allegations of Soviet espionage penetrating into the highest reaches of American government from the 1930s on, they have long been substantiated by the opening of Soviet secret archives until the current, while the current innuendos and conspiracy theories aimed at Putin remain vaporous. The allegations may yet be proven accurate, but the clear intent of progressives at the moment is to delegitimize the presidency of Donald Trump through raising the specter of a czarist revival in the form of Vladimir Putin, and if necessary, to precipitate an incredibly dangerous military response, if you want to believe their rhetoric. How should the United States respond to an act of war? In another time, another era, anyone rattling this saber would have been branded an adventurist in the then popular Soviet speak. Had a Republican invoked this phrase in the 1950s in response to the actual instances of espionage that resulted in Stalin developing atomic weapons or the real engineering of a presidential candidacy, that of Henry Wallace, in 1948, led by convicted traitor Eugene Dennis of the CPUSA, progressive cries of witch hunt would have been never-ending. With their deep feeling of abandonment by the Soviet Union's demise, the progressives will stop at nothing in overturning the presidential election results, including provoking a military confrontation with the second most powerful nuclear power in the world. Beneath all of this irony is this deep-seated desire of progressives not to only overthrow a democratic election, but to restore the Russian Revolution. The left has seen socialist state after socialist state sink beneath the waves, leaving only a moribund Cuba and a lunatic North Korea, and for all appearances a wildly successful capitalist communist China to carry on the class struggle. China's not really communist anymore. Not really. But now that they're still sitting out there in the dinghies and the rough seas, the progressives have morphed in what they have traditionally despised. They want to go to war. And they're not going to stop at anything until they get their way. This is why I advocate for getting rid of the 60-vote rule. And let's get some legislation in place now. Let's set it to where it can, you know, it's pretty much anchored. Let's get the Supreme Court set up. And then let's see what these guys got. Because at the end of the day, this is what it all boils down to. These guys can only operate as long as we let them on either side. On either side. They do not have, you know, they can get out and make all of these declarations and all these other things. And all they lack is the mechanism by which to enforce it. The military would not 100% back them up. I don't believe that at all. The other problem is that judges, of course, you know, the judiciary, they've never had the method to enforce that which they rule. So I'm just waiting to see how it's going to manifest itself. And we'll take it from there. We will go on from that point on. Now, Congressman Devin Nunes, he has come out and he has briefed President Trump on some things that he has found out. And he may be in somebody's crosshairs over this one. So we're going to talk about this. Turns out that there were some intercepts, I guess, of the Trump transition team. That when we come back, this is Lock and Load.
One third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Go check that stuff out, froglube.com. Democrats and very jealous individuals like John McCain have ganged up on the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes for telling the truth about Trump's personal email being illegally spied upon and read by someone whose reach may have gone as far as President Obama. In fact, it might have been Obama himself. When asked, can you rule out the possibility that senior Obama administration officials were involved in this, Nunes says, no, I cannot. It is a disgusting specter because they were the ones who made such a stink about Trump's supposed involvement with the Russians and demanded Nunes get to the bottom of it. When Nunes accommodated them, they screeched like chickens and cried foul because they didn't like the answer. They didn't like where the facts led, and now they're calling for Nunes's head. Bear in mind that Nunes has always been considered a straight shooter and never has had any ethical violations. He's hard-nosed on Russia's role, and he calls things the way he sees them. There's absolutely nothing they can pin on him objectively for doing his job. So all they have left is a bunch of braying like a bunch of mules. Some are yelling that he disclosed classified information. Funny, I didn't hear about that when General Flynn was getting railroaded out of Washington. Nobody was braying about that. They're saying that he disclosed it when and revealing that Trump's emails were illegally spied upon. That's baloney. Pure tea. Crimes cannot be rendered unaccountable if there was evidence that they have been committed outside the framework of what is allowed in classified information gathering. If there's a crime, all bets are off, and right now the trail for a crime is going straight to the White House. So who are the White House aides who may have been behind it? Well, there's Obama's mind meld, NSC Deputy Advisor Ben Rhodes, whose name has cropped up more than once as the center of the deep state activity. Or could it be one of the other Obama administration holdouts and dead enders? Whatever happens now, the GOP needs to come together behind Nunez. The Democrats asked for the truth about wiretapping and Russian hacking, and Nunez just gave it to them. It is not a disputed fact at all that anything that Trump did up to the moment of becoming president was intercepted. The NSA does it to everybody. The question here is what was done with that metadata. Was that metadata culled, separated, and brought down for a closer look? That's the question. That's the only question. It's not a question of did they catch it. Now, did somebody go in there and go and get in the phones and actually actively tap them? No, they didn't. No, they don't have to do that. The NSA's got it. The NSA has it all. They've got everything Obama ever did. Yeah. So they've got everything Congress has done. They've got everything you've done, I've done. Now, have they read it? No. No, they have to. That is so much information, there's just not enough people to do it. Whether they should actually catch it all is another point altogether. I do not think that they should be able to make a law whereby they tell any private industry that you have to give us this information or we're going to do something to you. But that's beside the point. But this is not a question of whether they intercepted anything about Trump up to the moment that he took the oath. That is a given. Every phone conversation, every mobile phone conversation, every email, every tweet, every text message, everything, all of it. If it was out there, if it was anything more than him talking to somebody face to face in a room, they caught it. So that's not a bone of contention. And it shouldn't be a bone of contention. But Obama probably broke the law here. But Obama broke the law so many times. Obama ordered Fast and Furious. Without a doubt, he ordered Fast and Furious. This is the same guy who, when he was in college in Chicago, told John Lott, who was in college in Chicago, that I don't think anybody should be allowed to own handguns. And like all gun grabbers, they go after the low-hanging fruit because they're so scary looking, so they go after the rifles. That, Fast and Furious, is a crime that makes Watergate look like a romper room skit. It resulted in deaths here. It has resulted in who knows how many deaths in Mexico. And still, we have Mexico coming here to tell us that we need to have more gun control. While they buy all of this military hardware from us, they buy a lot of military hardware from us. And I don't know why they buy it, because their actual weapons that they issue have nothing to do with anything we have. But speaking of weapons, as we go away, this is the definition of insanity. This is the left gone wild. A Collinsville, Illinois preschooler was suspended a 4-year-old child for bringing a spent .22 shell to show his friends. Not a gun, not live ammunition, a used piece of brass. And this was too much for the Snowflake Academy, where this junior criminal had been terrorizing his young schoolmates with pointed fingers and other faux military-grade weaponry. According to Fox 2 News, neither she nor Hunter's dad knew it, but he found something he thought was pretty neat, and he took it to school Tuesday to show his friends. Christy Jackson said, this is a spent .22 caliber bullet casing. I was met with a stone-faced teacher who said my son had a shotgun bullet. I was horrified, thinking, where could he have gotten a shotgun bullet? Indeed, where could anybody get one of those? She said this when she picked him up at preschool. They got a letter from the school's director saying he'd been suspended for 7 days. The letter says they'd repeatedly been reminded about Hunter using other toys as make-believe guns in violation of school policy, including Monday when Jackson picked Hunter up from the preschool the day before the shell casing incident. To make insult, to add insult to injury, A Place to Grow, a.k.a. Snowflake Academy, demanded that Hunter's mother, Christy Jackson, pay for the time he was being denied. When she posted about this on Facebook, they reported her to the Department of Child and Family Services. The boy apparently found the spent shell on the ground after his grandfather, a retired Collinsville police officer, had taken him to teach him gun safety. We fought the most powerful nation on earth and won independence because we had guns. And that lesson was not lost on the left. Gun control is one of the cornerstones of the leftist social engineering, not because it saves lives, but because as long as the American people have guns, they can't be forced to obey their betters in the establishment. If they really cared about safety and security, they would not support letting hordes of aliens invade the country. Well, A Place to Grow may not even realize that this is what they are trying to do. They may just be drifting along with the hippie tide, but it's most certainly is their intent to stigmatize guns and anything associated with them. And it is reminiscent of the ancient kings who would strike someone's name from all records that his memory may perish. A Place to Grow is not living up to their name. Those of you that operate it, you should be ashamed. We will be back tomorrow in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.